Wake up with the K-Rock Morning Crew.
Coach.
Morning, sports fans. I think the going rate for a loose tooth, a first tooth, is $20 and a Happy Meal, eh?
I would think, it's at least 20. I mean,
yeah. You got Andy in at 20.
I think could be a Skylander in there too. I don't know.
No idea what a Skylander is, but it sounds good.
Yeah, my girls haven't lost a tooth.
Oh, why don't we have five Skylanders?
Sure.
I don't know. You got to talk to the tooth fairy. Yeah.
Anyway, last night, of all the teams that lost last night, you have to think that the Ottawa Senators feel the best of their chances of the three teams that lost.
Because they only lost 1-0.
Well, and they played pretty well. And Henrik Lundqvist is the they've got to get more pucks to him. And they've actually got to get traffic in front of him. If I'm Paul McLean, I would suggest that perhaps they bump into him a little bit and get inside his head.
You know what? Perhaps they get the captain off his butt and get him out on the ice. Like, I'm sorry, but it's the NHL playoffs. Yeah, you know what? Suck it up, Buttercup. Oh. And you know what? I've always had a bad time with Krusty.
Get back into the cave, Jeff. Let's take the club and just walk back into your cave. I mean, the guys. Alfred's talking about retiring. I'm sure he doesn't want to go into retirement with brain trauma. I don't know.
Sidney Crosby's out on the ice.
Jeff lives with it every day.
Anyway, they've got to think, we can beat these guys. But the team that feels the worst, I would think, would be the Washington Capitals. They got the game to the point in the third period where it looked like they were going to pull it off, and then bang, Boston scores with under 2 minutes left. And then Nick Backstrom cross-checks Rich Peverly's visor, basically, and he gets a match penalty. And so he's probably going to be suspended for a game. Now, the NHL will review this, and no harm, no foul in the NHL, I guess. And I'm not going to even try to guess if he's going to be suspended. It's supposed to be automatic, but Dale Hunter, the Capitals coach, feels the suspension will be rescinded. So we'll wait and see what happens today. But the thing is, this game was essentially over when he did this, so it was really unnecessary. And then St. Louis... they don't know Yaroslav Halak last night, but they go to option 1B, and that's Brian Elliott, who was outstanding. The game ended up 4-3, but it was really a 4-1 game. But San Jose scored two late goals.
That's got to be the most boring series of them all. Like, nobody's talking about, hey, did you see the St. Louis game last night?
I think because it's on later, but I actually stayed on. It's actually pretty good hockey. It's pretty tough. And the thing with the Sharks, their go-to guys aren't scoring. I mean, Logan Couture finally got a goal, but Joe Pavelski and Patrick Marleau have been invisible. And the three of them, and they all scored over 30 goals this year. So the Blues are looking ready to move on. They're big and tough, and they've got great goaltending. And finally, we're only a few week or two into the baseball season already. They're talking about firing Bobby Valentine in Boston because the Red Sox were off to a bad start.
But they got off to a bad start last year.
They sure did, and that's when the thing started. Then they became the best team in baseball, essentially, in the middle part of the season. But it's also because of the Bobby Valentine show. There's this act he brings along with him. And on Sunday night, he was on Boston Radio, and he threw Kevin Youkilis under the bus.
Ooh.
And said that Youkilis isn't emotionally engaged enough. Like,
he's a pretty ugly dude, though. He does look like he's been hit by a bus a time or two.
And then Dustin Pedroia said yesterday, that's not the way we conduct business in Boston, talking about Bobby Valentine. And, Bobby Valentine is a manager. He's supposed to be protecting his players in the media, not throwing them under the bus. And he can say this stuff inside the clubhouse. But as I say, with Bobby Valentine, it's as much about Bobby Valentine as it is with the team. And I would think that act's going to get pretty tired. And I would think if they don't have this ship in the right direction by Memorial Day, he's gone.
Jeff, Sarah, and Tony, the K-Rock Morning Crew. Weekday mornings on K-Rock 105.7.